This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The visible signs of climate change are pretty visible, right? More and more powerful hurricanes, the fires we've been having out here in the western United States, the flooding that has soaked so much farmland, agriculture patterns in general are changing as well. But the reality of a warming planet is showing up in more subtle ways, too, like how some crops taste. Grapes, in this case, and what that's doing to wines and the wine industry. Aylin McCoy is an author, also the wine critic for Bloomberg. She wrote about this the other day. Aylin, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
Could you tell me, I guess chemically, right, what happens when the climate warms? What happens inside a grape and what happens in the wine, I guess?
Well, it's really two different things. The heat from global warming actually speeds up the ripening process in the grape. And that means that what happens when it's squished up and fermented and made into wine, that the wine generally has higher alcohol, fuller body, and a generally riper character.
Which are not necessarily bad in and of themselves, but if you're used to a wine that tastes a certain way from a certain region, you're going to be getting a different product when you go to the store is the deal.
That's true, but also the other part of it is that there's a limit to how high you want that alcohol to be. It's one thing if you have alcohol around 14% or less, which is typical for a wine that you'll drink with dinner. It's another thing if that alcohol shoots all the way up to 16% or 17%, which is essentially the same as drinking sherry or port or some other fortified wine.
I should note here, just for the record, I'm a beer guy. So, you know, this wine is a little beyond me, but I'll take your word for it that there's a difference between 14 and 16. So if I'm a winemaker and the planet is warming, and I have a huge investment in these crops and in my vineyards, what do I do?
One of the first things they do is look at the vineyard and decide, how can we adapt to actually reduce the effect of heat and more sunlight and so on? So instead of taking leaves off to make sure that the sun gets through and ripens those grapes, they can leave more grapes sort of like a little umbrella over the grape bunches as they ripen. They can plant their new vineyards at higher altitudes where it's cooler. And for some people who are in cool regions, they're actually benefiting.
I was struck by somebody in this column that you quote talking about eventually some of the best wines in the world might come from, you know, like Norway and Sweden up in the northern latitudes.
That's exactly the case. Yeah. Sweden has about 30 to 40 vineyards now, which just shows you how far north people are starting to go. There's a new vineyard up on one of the Norwegian fjords. And it's at the same latitude as Alaska. So that is a real change.
Aylin McCoy, writing in Bloomberg, she's the wine critic there, about how climate change is changing the way wines taste. Wines in the vineyard right now. Aylin, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate it.